Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tulad ko, meron ba kayong mahabang listahan ng mga movies and TV shows to watch? Ako din! Nako, huwag ka nang mag-alala. Ngayon, you can binge watch or have the movie marathons with the help of Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 with GoWatch. With a total of 16GB of data, you can now have 8GB for all sites that you need and 8GB for your continuous binge-watching routine. Patok yan sa mga different apps like YouTube, Netflix, View, iWant TFC, HBO Go, NBA, WeTV, GMovies. Lahat yan! Not just that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. Para mag-register, all you need to do is grab your phones, download the new Globe One app or the GCash app, or simply dial *143# on your mobile phones to quickly register. More fun time for movies and series to watch within the comforts of your home with Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 with GoWatch.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaban ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Ito ang mga kwentong bumuo ng ating nakaraan. Mga kwentong unang narinig sa mga liblib na lugar o sa mga pinakatagong gulong-gulungan. Dito ay pag-uusapan natin ang mga kwentong kababalaghan at misteryo na humalo sa kultura, kasaysayan at kamalayan nating mga Pilipino. Ang ating campsite ay isang safe space at bukas para sa lahat ng gustong makinig o kahit gusto mo lamang tumahimik at magpahinga. Ako po ang inyong campmaster at ito ang Philippine Campfire Stories. Hindi lingid sa inyo na ako ay isang tagahanga at tagapagsulong ng iba-ibang kwento mula sa Philippine Mythologies. Kaya nga naman ginawa ko ang Story Masters of Philippine Mythology series dito sa ating podcast. Sa sering ito ay nag-iimbita ako ng mga manunulat at mga tagapagkwento na piniling kumuha ng inspirasyon sa mga kwento ng ating mitolohiya at kaalamang bayan. Ang ikalawang story master na bumisita sa ating campsite ay si Ian Santa Maria. Nakapanayam ko si Ian habang siya ay nasa Denmark kung saan siya ay kasalukuyang nakatira at nagtatrabaho bilang isang senior concept artist sa headquarters ng Lego. Una kong nabasa ang mga gawa ni Ian nang maligaw ako sa mundo ng Skyworld, isang best-selling Pinoy comics. Si Ian kasama si Mervin Ignacio ay binuo ang mundo ng Skyworld kung saan ang mandirigmang tekbalang na si Makabo ay sumuong sa isang digmaan upang tapusin ang lagim na dulot ng lahing aswang. Sa mga unang pahina pa lang ng Skyworld ay nakita ko na ang husay sa pagkukwento ni Ian sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pagguhit, kaya naman sinundan ko siya sa kanyang best-selling book na Salamangka. Dalawang aklat na puno ng mga maiiksing kwento na pinagyayaman ng mga guhit na tila may sariling buhay. Marami kaming napag-usapan ni Ian gaya ng kung paano niya sinusuyod ang mga silid aklata noong siya ay estudyante pa lamang para mapag-aralan ang Philippine mythology at magamit ito sa kanyang mga ginuguhit at sinusulat at pati niya rin kung paano niya binibigyan ng bagong estilo ang mga karakter sa mitolohiya gaya ng aswang, manananggal at tikbalang. Buksan natin ang ating campsite para kay Ian Santa Maria at pakinggan natin ang aming kwentuhan.
At
So ayan, for this episode, pag-uusapan lang naman natin yan. Well, yung mga artwork mo and your influence sa paggawa ng mga, lalo na sa Salamangka books mo, and of course sa Skyworld, yun. Baka pwede mo silang, sa mga listeners, baka pwede mo silang, you can do a bit of introducing yourself, at least, just okay. Say hello.
Of course. So, hello everyone. Ako po si Ian Santamaria, isang comic book artist, author, at senior concept artist sa LEGO. Sana you guys can get to check out Salamangka and Salamangka 2, published by Summit Books.
Summit. Yes.
And,
thank you so much.
Can I do the plugging?
Yes. At talagang pupunuin ko ng plugging din talaga ito pag post natin.
Okay. Well, Salamangka and Salamangka 2 is now available on Lazada, Shopify, and Shopee.
And Summit Books. Summit Books itself, I think. May delivery din sila. Nakita ko.
And this is also new. Also available on Archipelago in California.
Ah, yes, in L.A.
In L.A.
Yes.
So check out Archipelago on Instagram.
Ayan pala, nandito na pala yan. Well, uwi naman ako sa this year, so makakakuha ka ng Salamangka 2. Wala pa akong Salamangka 2 eh.
Ay, salamat.
Yes.
But I think Summit can do international orders na. But
they can, that's good.
If Archipelago is there, maybe they can send you something.
Yes. Naka-order na rin ako sa Archipelago parang few months before. Binili ko sa kanila? Nakalimutan ko ano. 13, yung kulay pula.
I think kasama kami sa batch na yun nung nag-restock sila ng 13.
Okay.
Sila Mako 1 and 2. Go, yay! It's amazing.
Well, I wanted to talk more about your work here. Maybe we could start with Skyworld. Yun talaga yung first time kong narinig yung name mo was in Skyworld. So, can you tell me more about it? Paano niyo na-conceptualize yun? At ang galing eh.
That started off with my first conversation with Mervin Ignacio, the writer and creator in Skyworld, who became my best friend. But the day I met him was nagtatrabaho kami para sa advertising sa Manila. And nasa ibang, magkaibang ahensya kami. Meron siyang racket at naghanap siya ng mga art director na mag-work under the table for him.
Okay.
And ako yun. And then we met and sa UAC area, na natanong ko lang, babasa ka bang comics, Mervin? Oo, no, may ikaw sa comics. So sabi niya, gusto mo gumawa ng comics, naghahanap ang writer. Sabi niya, sige, game. So yun, sabi ko lang, gusto ko lang mag-drawing ng tikbalang na may hawak ng
comics. Warrior.
Oo, sabi ko, I have key art, I have key visuals. Kailangan lang natin magbuo ng story. So sabi ko, meron akong manananggal na Reyna, meron akong tikbalang, anong pwede natin gawin? Was the first title of Skyworld was originally The Soul Book. Pero meron na kasing The Soul Book. Meron ka nun? Yes! There you go, buddy. Yes! That one. Yeah. Kasi I love that book so much. I love it
I
so
know.
Much.
Grabe.
Diba? And yung mga professor ko sa fine arts, yung ibang artist niyan.
Okay.
So, it's very
ang ganda.
Close
to my... Ang ganda nitong mga art nito. Sayang nga lang black and white eh.
At saka ano yan, pare? Rubber printing yan. So, they carve it and then they carve the illustrations first and then they print it. They do the old school printing and then...
Totoo.
I forgot the term. Basta yun. And then, so... Sabi ko, Merv, have you checked out this book? It's called The Soul Book. Nakakatuwa yan. Ang dami natin madi-discover about Filipino culture.
Buti may coffee ka. Napaka-rare din kasi nitong librong to eh.
Super. Nung available pa siya nung wala pa silang problema sa mga kontrata nun. Diba?
Yes.
Available pa siya sa National Bookstore. Bumili akong dalawa.
Yes. Smart.
ayun, and then Mervin started writing, and then I started drawing, and we finished the first one for 2012.
Okay.
First Skyroll. Xerox pa siya nun. Xerox sa A4, and then ako lang nag-stapler. Meron kami ng isang maliit na table ni Mervin na si Budget pa nagbayad. Kasi wala sa, hindi pa namin alam kung paano mag-comic on. Okay. Sa Bayanihan Center kami, sobrang init.
Mm-hmm.
Not air-conditioned in UP Diliman. And linalako namin yung Skyward in, we called it ashcan format because it's an old term. Pag Xerox lang tsaka stapler, the old 80s term was it's an ashcan. Okay. I don't even know what ashcan means. I have to Google that. Ayun. And then si Patricia Go of Unilever overheard na kami ni Mervin na balak namin umutang sa banko for the first printing.
Yes.
And but she's a very good friend and an advocate of Filipino creativity. So kinautang niya kami ni Mervin. Imbis na pumupunta kami sa banko, sabi niya.
Okay.
Ako na lang magbabayad ng first printing niyo. Yay! So pwede na kami mag-print ng colored cover. Kasi wala kami pera noon. Eh. Juniors pa lang kami noon. Eh. Sige, so pinautang niya kami. And then yung pera na yun, pinaikot lang namin. Up until National Bookstore called us and said, hey, we want to license your comic book. Can we publish it? We'll be your publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing! So, ayan. And then a deal was formed. And then...
Yun na, tuloy-tuloy niya.
I wouldn't say a hit. It was okay. It did okay. It wasn't a hit. But it did better than we expected.
At least na-reach yung goal niyo.
Well, at that time, the goals were different kasi ano lang naman namin eh. May day job kasi kami ni Mervin nun eh. So, yung goals nun eh, which is a problem that we were still facing in the country, no? Is how to make comic books a worthwhile thing as hanap buhay.
Yes.
We're still learning that it's hard kasi hindi pa kami makwit yung mga day jobs namin.
Hindi kaya.
It has to be sold on a global level. And it has to work on a global level for it para kami maging kampante na gawin siyang
sustainable sa ano.
Maging sustainable.
Pero
rich pa rin siya eh, kahit anong gawin mo eh.
Do you think ngayon nagkaroon na ng development pagdating dun sa parte na yun, yung sustainability ng isang artist na gawin siyang soul?
Not yet. We have a long way to go because even authors have most of the authors I meet in the Philippines, they have other jobs. It's difficult. Kasi itatambal mo siya sa cost of living anywhere. Let's say anywhere. It doesn't have to be just in Manila. You really need to sell a lot of books a month to survive on a monthly basis.
Yes, totoo. Yeah. It's a sad reality, pero...
It's tough.
Totoo. Kaya the reason din na I rally this kind of content, not naman comics lang, but all this kind of content, Filipino content, is parang in the future, baka may butterfly effect. Na parang yung mga small steps na ganito.
Earl, I agree with you. In fact, it's people like you who help, you know, the struggling artists like us. It helps with attraction. So nagkakaroon ng tama ka eh. Sana nga may magkaroon ng butterfly effect, but bukod pa sa well, I'm saying this because in contrast to what we had before, wala pang Facebook. All we had was Multiply when we made Skyroll. So in the event of the internet, hindi pa kami marunong mag-advertise noon na sarili.
Yes.
So, alam mo, so chismis lang. So, word of mouth. If a friend likes it, you can tell another friend.
Saka yung mga so, ano lang talaga, yung mga niche circle of friends or of group of people.
Yeah, like I have a few friends who go to Comic-Con and then that circle fully supports us and stuff like that. And hopefully they influence other people.
Yes.
And you know, guys like you are helping us a lot on social media and on podcasts like this.
Yes. Yun talaga yung goal is to, I think, to influence other people na supportahan. Lalo na ngayon, alam mo bang, nung nag-Twitter lang ako the other day, I stumbled upon this hashtag. It's called hashtag fill the shelves. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
Oh, okay.
Fill as in F-I-L, the shelves. It's supposedly a rally for bookstores to fill, Filipinize yung mga shelves natin. Like, to produce more Filipino content. Tapos mga writers, indie. Kasi parang wala daw tayong, like, we have yung mga RP Fic 19, ganun. But yung wala tayong parang, if you wanna go to Filipino section, wala tayong parang something, napaka-konte, ganyan. So, people in Twitter,
I'm not on Twitter, but is that hashtag also on Instagram?
Twitter ko pa lang siya nakita, fill the shelves. Tapos you will see it and then it will give you more people na nagsusulat ng Filipino content. And not just in the Philippines, sa iba-iba ding bansa.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Nice to know.
Yun, kaya parang pwede mo rin tingnan yun. And then you can also use that hashtag kasi especially you with your bigger platform, you can also help them.
I will check that out later. I'll see if it's on Instagram. I left Twitter kasi.
You did.
I did. Right before COVID. It was getting a little bit too toxic for me.
Wala namang masyadong na-miss out. Medyo ganun pa rin naman siya. Okay. Well, I have a few questions. But actually, if you'd let me geek out a little bit, I wanted to dig more about your ideas sa Skyworld. Kasi you had that icon, si Makabo, na nag-umpisa ka na meron ka na, sabi mo kay Mervin, na meron ka ng character. Meron kang bida, meron kang kontrabida. So, how did you come up with Makabo and Rianka? Or do they already have names when you...
No, the names didn't come out at first. Originally, it was just at Atikbalang. A duende na may yo-yo na weapon. That was Kayo. Rianka, the manananggal. So silang tatlo ang original, first
character.
Three
original, na cast.
Yes. You know, of concept art that I made.
Mm-hmm.
I made concept art so early on. And then, ang napansin ko, ang Tikbalang, so far, with the titles that I've seen during the early Comic-Con days, and all the lore that I know of, usually ang Tikbalang ay side character.
Okay.
Except when Dolphy was a Tikbalang in one of his movies back in the 70s.
Dolphy meron ba? Meron siyang Tikbalang, okay.
Yes. Pero tao siya most of the time kasi walang CG ang...
Nagaan yung kabayo siya, ganun.
Oh, mas nakakatawa pa kasi paper mache yung... horse head na kinakabit sa kanya. You know.
Parang nare-recall ko yan. Parang kulay putek.
That one. So, sabi ko kay Mervin, dude, kailangan natin gumawa ng Tikbalang na badass na tipong nasa medyo levels ni Wolverine. In fact, Mervin kept on saying, nanonood ka ba ng 24, Jack Bauer?
Yes.
So Mervin is a big 24 fan. So sabi niya, gusto kong gumawa ng Pinoy character na personality based kay Jack Bauer. yung stoic, tapos galit palagi.
Oo.
Medyo Wolverine-ish. Sabi ko, gawin natin yung Tikbalang yan. Sabi niya, game! Sige, sige. So, he started writing. And then, we didn't have names. I remember, I came up with the name Makabo.
Mm.
I don't really remember.
Kung paano siya na.
But I think I read some passages from the Soul Book and there were names like Maka something, Maka blank, Maka blank.
Okay.
And I just, it really just rolled off the tongue well, Makabo.
Mm-hmm.
Parang angas lang, Mervin. And then Mervin agreed, sige, sige, Makabo. Mm-hmm. Then si Rianca, Mervin came up with Rianca. I don't know why Rianca.
Oo nga eh, Rianca. Pero tunog kontrabida talaga siya. Medyo western sounding lang.
A bit. And then the peg for Rianca, for ever since we started, was Sherry Hill. Naalala mo ba si Sherry Hill?
Oo na.
Kasi di ba pare, pag kontrabida si Sherry Hill, she's so classy, she's so elegant, smataray,
mm-hmm.
and she's so intelligent. Sabi ni Mervin, kailangan intelihente. Kailangan
si Sherry Hill. Fierce woman talaga.
Exactly, yeah. But the running joke, ever since, was the running joke was, Rianca is based on all our ex-girlfriends.
It's so, not really sa, true. Siya yung pinagsama-sama. Epitome of an ex.
Oh, of different people. It's not really true. We just say that during the interviews. Pero hindi naman totoo. But I think Mervin did a very, very good job of creating isang kontrabida na for me was nas malalim eh. Malalim si Rianca. She was, I think when Mervin was writing her, he was already thinking Joker from The Dark Knight of Christian Bale. So
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, Joker kind of way of thinking as a character. So parang bringer of chaos pero inteligente. Maraming pinagdaanan, very eloquent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ginuxtapose namin yun. O sige Mervin, hindi ko pa siya bibigyan ng damit. Idodrawing ko siya ng nakahubad.
Oo nga.
Sa series. Sabi niya, o sige, it's medyo bold kasi how do I do the challenge was kailangan idrawing yan tastefully. Kung nakahubad siya palagi, how would it look like not porn materials, you know, or hentai. It shouldn't look like that. So, there was a lot of sketches on how I drew Rianca. In fact, yung first drawing ko kay Rianca, ayaw na ayaw ni Budget Johnny Mervin. They hated it.
Bakit?
She looked like an alien. I think masyado akong na refer kay H.R. Geiger, yung artist ng Aliens, designer ng Aliens.
Kumuha ka ng inspiration from the graphics.
From his art. Because ang daming detail, like, at first, Rianca looked gross. She was, pag nagmanananggal mo siya, talagang monster na mukhang vampira na demon.
Malayo na sa manananggal na kilala ng mga tao.
Oo. Tapos, and exactly that, paano ba yung kilala manananggal ng mga tao? We went back to the old school. Well, I did. I went back to the old school shake, rattle, and roll. How old school Filipino movies treated vampires, manananggal, aswang. And I used that trope. Magandang babae. Simpleng magandang babae lang.
Na sexy.
Na sexy. Alam mo yan, yung mahabang tenga tsaka pangil at add-on na lang yan. Pero how else, challenge siya ni Budget Johnny Mervin, how else could you make her interesting? So I guess it's the fact that yung bituka niya nagiging parang tentacles.
Yes, parang medyo weaponized mo yung yung bito, yung intestines niya.
Oh, yeah,
parang medyo
yeah.
Ano nga eh, parang nakita ko parang medyo may talons, like parang nagiging patutsok.
Oh, kasi yung concept was part of her rib cage umagsak, nagiging parang may ipit sa dulo ng bituka. So buto yun.
Okay.
So, claw, okay. Sa dulo ng mga bituka niya.
Okay. Okay, that's why. Okay.
And heavily influenced then by I don't know if you know Omega Red from X-Men.
Remind me.
May Omega symbol dito, tapos may tendrils na lumalabas sa kamay. Sa X-Men cartoons, nandun lagi si Omega Red.
Yung 90s.
The old one. So yeah, so yung bituka as weapons, and pag nagkakaroon siya ng pakpak, kamay niya yun. So wala siyang kamay kapag...
Yes. Oo nga. And that also... that particular factor, nakita ko yun dun sa Nun, sa Salamangka, yung graphic mo nung yung madre na nagiging vampira. Nawawalan siya ng kamay, nagiging pakpak. Which I think yun din naman talaga, I think yun talaga yung representation ng ano eh, ng old manananggal. Nawawalan talaga sila ng kamay.
Actually, Earl, no. It was always may pakpak sa likod.
Talaga ba?
Oh, well, in the movies, in the movies and with sila Snooki Serna, the old movies.
Yung sa movies, pero what I'm speaking is, parang yung mga nabasa ko, yung ano daw nila, yung kamay nila yung nagiging pakpak.
Nagiging pakpak. Ah,
kaya
yes.
Parang, I thought that was you. Perhaps that was one of your references. So paano siya paano nag-intercept yung kwento nila Makabo na nakaparating pa yung sila Trece, sila Alexandra?
Oh, the idea was let's make an Avengers comic book. So meron kaming mga create mga original characters. Pwede bang mag-guest si Trece?
Alex.
Gawa tayong Avengers, magbuo tayo ng... Kasi meron din akong creation si Kadasig with David Ontiveros. So, so we're gonna put that guy in and then we're gonna... let's form a group. Tapos leader, since Trece was the oldest of the characters, then let's make Trece the leader of the group in like some form of post-apocalyptic future. Siyempre, game si Budge. And yung panahon na yan, mag-office mate ako si Budget, si Kadyo, tsaka si Mervin.
May Avengers pala sa office niyo.
Oo. Okay. More often than not, it was the three of us. Budget, ako, and Mervin. Kadyo was always somewhere else. So kung may tatlo lagi ang nagbubo. So we would have lunch outs and we'd talk about how to integrate Trece. And we have to agree that this might be a Trece from a different universe.
Timeline. Universe.
Like, let's make a multiverse.
Okay.
At that time, wala pa multiverse sa Marvel. So, and then, kasi Budget already introduced timelines also sa Trece. I think he has one Trece na, alam mo yung nakaupo si Trece sa trono, parang yung evil Trece.
Yes.
Tapos yung angel na nakakadena na nakatalikod, that was supposed to be Captain from Skyrim.
Okay.
Yun, so nagbuo kami ng kwento na so nagsama-sama sila lahat. Tapos dapat nga kasama pa yung Filipino Heroes League ni Paolo Fabregas pero dahil nahirapan kaming isaksak siya sa kwento plus visprint rights, pinag-cameo na lang sila. I just drew them in one page. So they're nag-cameo sila sa Skyworld 3 or 2. I think sa 2. So may isang page lang na tumatakbo yung mga characters ni Paolo Fabregas sa gilid.
Ang galing ni Mervin ha, para mapagtahi-tahi niya yung mga characters na nabubuo niya.
I think Mervin is he's a very talented writer.
Napakagaling ng storyteller.
I must agree. And the style niya is very epic, parang Lord of the Rings palagi yung style, yung big worlds and big happenings. And he always, there's this Michael Bay side of him na, iyan, tapos ito sasapog to ah. Tapos ito, magigiba yung Manila dito ah. Dito, dapat sirang-sira yung Maka, yung Mega Mall. I mean, as in, I like his way of thinking.
World building niya, ang ganda. Alam mo yung pinaka-paborito kong scene sa Fire World is yung lumalabas na yung Bacanawa. Sabi ko, pag to naging pelikula, ang sarap panoorin nito sa big screen. Yun yung inisip ko.
Tayo, sa dagat, tapos may...
Oo. Tapos may... Sabi ko, ay ko, dragon, lumabas sa tubig. Ganda. Para na siyang ano eh, release the Kraken effect. Ganun.
That was exactly that. Not only that, that was our kaiju moment kasi Mervin and I were talking, we have to have a Godzilla moment. You know, when... sige, magsasaksak ako ng Bacanawa. Sige, game, magsaksak ako ng Bacanawa dyan. Lagay natin sa Ortigas.
Yun ang maganda kasi eh. Parang kung kailangan mo ng character sa isang bagong material, ang dami mo pagkukunan sa Philippine mythology.
I mean, Filipino mythology and culture is so very colorful and the stories are almost endless. And then you can just watch them on your own, which I've been doing recently and I've been having so much fun with that.
Kaya nga sabi ko, natutuwa ako. Lalo na nung nag-venture ka pa dun sa Salamangka. Sobrang sabi ko, ay, pira-piraso na ngayon yung mga story. At tapos nakakapaglaro ka na ng mga bagong konsepto. Natutuwa ako.
Ay, salamat. Yun.
Magbabalik muli ang Philippine Camper Stories matapos lamang ang ilang paalaala. Sobrang stressful talaga when you do things without getting a break. Kahit na yung mga things na gusto mo talagang gawin. Buti na lang, with Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99, you can register to go watch and start grinding to finish your favorite TV series on Netflix, YouTube, Viu, I1TFC, or even G-Movies. GoPlus 99 with Go Watch lets you get a total of 16GB of data. That's 8GB of all sites to do what you need and 8GB of data for apps that you love. You also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. Register to GoPlus 99 via the new Globe One app or GCash or simply dial *143# hashtag on your phone. Register to Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 now and start seizing the moment. Let's go, campers!
Ating balikan ang kwentuhan natin dito sa Philippine Camper Stories.
So meron ako mga few questions here. So let me know what you think about them. So number one is, base sa yung mga aklat at mga likha, bakit ka attracted sa mundo ng kakaiba, kababalaghan, hiwaga, at bakit iyon yung nagiging inspirasyon mo bilang artist?
Kasi I've always been like a fan of paranormal stories ever since Shake, Rattle, and Roll, yung mga
Magandang Gabi Bayan.
I was about to say Magandang Gabi Bayan, yung mga pelikula ni Eric Mati.
Yes.
Yung Asko Chronicles niya. I'm such a big fan of Eric. So parang paano kaya ito going pop? How do I fit this into pop art, pop fiction?
Yes.
So yun, doon nag-umpisa lahat. Bago noon, na sa high school na I was exposed na to Greek and Norse mythology, but which weirdly enough I wasn't exposed to Filipino mythology. Na discover ko siya no college na ako sa UP, kasi I've seen my upperclassmen play around with Filipino culture,
yes,
with stories and art. This is where I met Budget, wala pang 13 noon, and I met Arnold Are. They were my upperclassmen sa UP, and I saw Arnold's work. And doon ako namangha. Doon ako, it was Arnold Ari who actually inspired me to create, culturally, heavily cultural-based characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, nag-start ako mag-research. Wala pang internet noon. So, talagang library kami.
Library? Wow, okay.
Library. And sumasama ako sa mga field trip ng mga prof sa Baguio. And I'd really talk to, you know, yung mga elders sa mga Ifugao, what they thought about Tikbalang, Agimat, and the like.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, naalala ko meron pa akong maliit na notebook, doon ako nagsusulat ng notes. Hindi ko pakilala si Mervin nito, ano panahon niya, ano college.
Yes.
So it was just me trying to write. And I think doon pa lang meron na akong konsepto of what Salamanca could be.
Oh, okay.
Back in college, I always wanted to create a book. Parang lagi ko in-imagine, paano kaya, kasi, what would a Dungeons and Dragons book look like? Pero paano kung Filipino culture ng lahat? Kasi, di ba, Dungeons and Dragons, that's purely, you know, it's European folklore.
Yes.
Knights, wizards, dragons. Sa research ko, I mean, parang ang sarap gawa ng Filipino version ito. And then through the years, while making Salamanca, after making 66, or Seven Gifts of the Sky Gods, I had this idea of, you know, bringing, of packaging Filipino culture in a parang high fantasy way na maybe kids and non-comic book readers could appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the Salamanca.
Ang parang feeling ko nga nag-start yata doon nung nagkaroon ng clamor for Darna renditions. Parang doon ko nakitang lumabas yung mga ano mo, yung mga...
No, because I was already writing Salamanca at that time.
Okay.
Hindi, pero wala pa siyang title. So, and then sumabay, ang galing mo sa timeline, tama ka. And then sumabay yung hashtag Sigaw Darna.
Yes, then, yes. Oo, bigla kang pop ng pop. Post ka ng post nun.
Oh, I was drawing one character a day. Sobrang inspired ako nun. Si Rob Cham messaged me on Facebook and, Ian, gumagawa kami ng Sigaw Darna campaign laban sa ABS-CBN. Parang gumawa tayo ng kanya-kanya version ni Darna.
Yes, yes.
So, at that time, and I got ideas kasi for different tribes. I just needed, you know, a way to package them. Or what if I package them as a version of Darna? Ayun. So, and then with the meetings with Summit, sabi ko, sige, tanggalin ko na lang yung hashtag Darna. Hindi na sila Darna. Original characters na siya. Based on, or inspired by.
Inspired by. It's very cool. I think it's very cool. So, yun pala yun. Before pala, talagang meron ka ng foundation ng talagang fascination sa mythology.
Actually, addicted niya ako sa Pinoy mythology, Pinoy horror stories.
Anong mga libro ng mythology ang ano ka, parang where do you get your stories?
Yung una was Soul Book.
Now na wala ka na sa UP at di ka siya nakakapunta sa Baguio.
Bumabalik-balik ako sa Soul Book and Aswang Chronicles. I'm a big fan of that page. And I have a few books here. Wait, let me bring it to my small library. I have a few books here. So, mga nilalang kagilas-gilas and Diksyonaryo ng Mitolohiya ng Pilipinas.
Oh, bago so, yan. Bago yan, yung kay Jordan Clark.
Yeah, by the Aswang Project, of course.
Kasi sa kay Edgar Samar.
Edgar Samar. I love that you're familiar with them. It's amazing. So I just started these kasi kadadating lang ito sa Denmark.
Oh,
so
pinadating
sa akin ng girlfriend ko as a surprise.
That's good. Oh. So my next question sa mga nalathala mo, alin doon ang mga pinaka-paborito mo at ano ang kwento sa likod ng paglikha nung kwentong yun?
Nabasa ko nga yung mga tanong mo nung isang araw. That's a very difficult question to answer. It's like asking...
Who's your favorite child?
But I do have my favorites, lalo na sa Salamanca. I would say si yung yung madre na manananggal, the sister secret, and a short lesbian story, LGBTQ story,
the Serena,
the Defiant one, yung with the Serena, so the Defiant one, that one, and the covers, and the Salamanca covers.
Yes, gusto ko yung daughter of Datu, tama ba?
Oh yeah, the Datu's daughter.
You know what? I remember asking you this question when I met you sa san ba yung bayanihan ba yun?
Yung Bayanihan Center.
Bayanihan din ba yun? Yun. I remember asking you this question because I was curious about the cover. Sabi ko, bakit ito yung cover nung libro? Kasi you answered din, gusto mo lang talaga yung focus ng mukha sa mata. So, sabi ko, which makes sense. Sabi ko, kailangan nga talaga magtitigan kayo nung character. So, sobrang amazing. By any chance, yung favorite mo na madre ng manananggal, is that by any chance inspired by Shake, Rattle, and Roll si Aiko Melendez?
Aiko Melendez, yes. Yes, it was heavily inspired by that.
Kasi she was an aswang na madre.
Oo. Pero hindi ata siya manananggal, no? Aswang lang siya doon, tama ba?
Aswang lang yata.
Vampira lang doon. At kasi, ano siya eh, classic Filipino trope. Yung madre na nagiging monster. So, and the idea for that was, what if madre ka na, nagiging aswang ka, pero what if you embrace this reality and you know, and live your true self, so you have this existential problem as a human being with religious beliefs, who embraces a more bestial,
your darkness.
I wouldn't even say darkness, but you know, is it really one thing that I try to tackle in Salamanca is it, ang aswang nga ba ay truly evil? I mean, is in the lore of monsters and fantastic beasts, meron bang totoong evil, or are they just born that way? Yes, they are.
Yes.
So I would like to imagine that they are born that way. So, kasalanan ba nila if they need to eat meat, if they need to drink blood? Diba? Baka hindi nila kasalanan yun. Baka kasalanan yun ni Bathala. Stuff like that. When I drew yung madre, if you notice yung face niya, I really was the hardest part for me because I wanted to draw a face that looked really mukhang mabait. At hindi siya in pain. So it was really more of
surrender.
It was a painting for me. It wasn't just a character design thing. It was a painting for me. That the particular piece had so much to say. So I don't know if, you know, readers will get that, but for me, you know, that in my mind was, I was just drawing a person who's conflicted, but you know, but totally accepts who she is despite her religious beliefs.
Actually, yun ang nag-translate sa akin ang tinitingnan ko. Na yung just the fact na naka yung arms widespread siya, parang she's surrendering. Yun yung nag-translate sa akin nung sa art na yun. So yeah, I guess nag-work yung ano mo, yung strategy mo.
Thank you. In fact, naglagay pa nga ako ng rosary around her waist.
You did. Yes.
Just to depict that she hindi pa niya iniiwan yung faith niya. Na naniniwala pa rin siya sa Diyos, kaso lang manananggal siya.
Oo.
Pero tinanggap niya yun.
Pero it looked painful nung yung paghiwalay ng...
It looked violent, right? Parang honest. I wanted to depict that because it is a harsh reality that she had to face. But then I had to draw her face na parang wala siyang nararamdaman. Manhit na siya sa katotohanan or something.
Sa mga listeners, kung naki-curious kayo, you have to get that book.
I hope so. Salamanca 1 and 2 now available.
Alright, my next question is,
I think this one's pretty obvious. Naniniwala ka ba sa mundo ng mga hindi nakikita?
Well, I would love to. That's a very, you know, that's almost an existential question. Is that halos katumbas na niya ng naniniwala ka ba sa Diyos?
Sa Diyos, yes.
I would very much love to. And I don't know how I would react if I would be faced with a reality that these creatures exist, mm-hmm. if they do really exist. I would love that, but also I would be terrified.
Same.
Terrifying reality. To imagine if creatures like that exist, it's terrifying, but it's beautiful.
But like you said, hindi naman natin alam, parang, what if they do exist, but they're not who we think they are, na parang...
Which is most likely is what's happening right now,
yes.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
If they do exist and then we just don't know about them, they're doing a good job. I would really love to believe, and for example, I always tell my friends, I would love that aliens are real as well, but that would terrify me to death at the same time. And I think it's that mixed emotions of embracing the unknown. Because human nature, we will always be afraid of the unknown. That's human nature. That's why it terrifies.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's such a beautiful thing. I mean, imagine, like back in the day, imagine finding out for the first time that the sun is not, that the earth is not the center of the universe, that it's mm-hmm. actually the sun. It's like that, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang,
something bigger than you.
Oo, parang it makes you feel so small.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the thought of it, it's just there's so much beauty in finding out that there's something else, that the mythology is real.
Mm-hmm.
Once the mythology becomes real, or you know, is accepted as real, or is proven to be real,
mm-hmm.
which is the most terrifying part for me, if the mythology is real, how
will
do
we
you
earn?
How about you? I mean, I cannot fathom it, but I love the mythology behind it. I love to tell stories about it, but mm-hmm. I myself personally, I cannot fathom how I would take such information if proven to be real or confronted by the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kahit ikaw, makakita ka naman nananggal sa harap mo. Like, just confronted by the reality of it. It's terrifying and amazing at the same time.
Makakita so, nga lang ako ng malaking aso, natatakot na
ako. Diba? Pero I would love for it to be real. I would very much love for it to be real. I've had my own stories, but still, you know, stories are stories. Unless you really see it.
Yes, experience it. You've been living in Denmark for a few years now. Hindi ka ba, wala ka bang local culture nila, local mythology nila, na i-impluensyahan ka ba yung art mo, yung gawa mo?
Oh, marami. The Viking lore. I love Vikings. Mervin and I went to all the Viking museums. As in, all, dude.
Lahat ng mapunta, pwede nyo mapuntahan.
Yung mga Legends of Ragnar, and even the Viking show. What I am allowing myself to be influenced by from that culture is the way they told their stories. Thor is like this, you know. Freya is like this. And it has different iterations every time. So Thor has different versions. The old Thor is, you know, a drunkard and a fat, red-headed drunkard guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I love. That's my most favorite version of Thor. And I'm thinking, okay, with that kind of execution, baka magamit natin yung Filipino mythology. And for the life of me, I don't even know why ang konti ng material na lumalabas sa pop art rin na Philippines about Filipino culture. I mean, if there are, maybe hindi ko lang nakikita. But mm-hmm. I do miss, you know, like in Panday, the old Panday, they tried to bring the Filipino culture there, with Pedro Penduko.
Yes.
In fact, they introduced the names like Magwayan. Yeah, I am heavily influenced by Viking culture here in Denmark. And I try to interject whatever I learn from them in how I tell my stories for Filipino mythology naman.
That's good to know. Marami rin naman in the yung mga bago ngayon na napapanood, like I remember ABS-CBN had a series called Bagani. So
Bagani. Yes.
Yeah. So meron na Encantadia. Although medyo western yung dating ng Encantadia, pero may mga diwata, mga ganun. So
I actually liked Encantadia. I actually also like, if you remember, Okay Ka Fairy Ko.
Yes. Pero very fairy kasi. Very, pero the fantasy behind it.
The fantasy aspect. Yep.
So my next question is, here, this is a very interesting one. Paano mo na itatawid ang mga lumang kwento natin sa mas makabagong henerasyon, sa mambabasa o tagapakinig? I remember you were wondering the same thing, kung paano mo matra-translate into pop yung mga old content na meron tayo and maybe produce a new one. How did you do it?
Oh, for one, it's my style of drawing, I guess, because I'm heavily influenced by foreign artists, manga, anime, video games. So lumalabas yun sa art style ko. Some would say that my art style would be a bit too westernized. And I remember when someone told me that my art was a bit too westernized, I remember taking on that challenge. O sige, kung masyadong mukhang pang-Amerikano yung drawing ko, ibibigisa ko sila ng pang-Pilipino.
And even kasi, the texture, yung texture ng kulay, buhok,
yung mga bahag nila, yung mga weapons nila, the tribal look of everything of the culture that we have. And I had to practice, you know, drawing pangok ng ilong, ni masyadong super magaling. When we hit that first wave of kids reacting to Skyworld in a more western style of drawing, ang natumbak namin is, okay, if you use these old concepts and i-drawing mo in a more modernized way, that's already modernizing it, I would say. So yun, I guess if you package old concepts and bring them into the world of, you know, video games, Dungeons and Dragons, even Pokemon, you find ways on how to tell the story to a new generation, if you package them. That's why with Salamanca, if you notice the short stories with one picture, the style is what if you're scrolling through an Instagram kasi. You need bite-sized stories to capture the imagination of kids today. So, kailangan mabilis yung information.
Yes.
And then something that they can, like, for example, just scroll past. So I designed Salamanca like that. So it's like an image.
Which I think worked kasi napaka-instant na at saka napaka-ikli na rin ng span of attention ng mga tao. So I think it worked for you.
Thank you.
I think what I like about yung paggawa mo nga ng bagong content mula dun sa old content, parang na-extend mo yung shelf life ng mga kwento natin na slowly nakakalimutan ng iba.
Yeah, well, that was my attempt in making my own version of old stories. So nag-umpisa yan, sige, paano ko i-rehash ang isang kwento na kwento sa akin na lola ko. So sa lola ko lang ko nakuha yung may itim na duwende, may puting duwende, may pulang duwende. Yes. Ako, sige. So in my head, I will just expand on that. Without doing real research and just do my own version. But then, you know, I would always go back to the Aswang Project or the Aswang Chronicles and double check Google. But and I guess Kasi yun yung konsepto na meron sa Dungeons and Dragons. So, the concept of a knight and a dragon, they just tell the story in different ways na paulit-ulit. So, what if we do that naman? A datu, or a datu and a bakunawa. You have the same two subjects and then just rehash the world they're living in, the story that's around. And I guess that helps to keep with, you know, extending the shelf life of a concept or an idea.
No, kaya maging ano to, no? Maging tabletop game or card game yung Salamangka.
We thought of that.
Rumble-rumble siguro yung mga yan.
We thought of that eh. Para, kasi noona para siyang mga Pokemon cards din. Tapos una para siyang mga Dungeons and Dragons cards or Wizard or Magic the Gathering cards. Well, I remember talking with Leo, my editor sa Salamangka from Summit. Paano kaya kung ibang pages mo ganun? Yung power, strength, yung paano natin ikwento? Sabi, hindi ko alam. Doon namin nabubuo yung concept of how to tell the story. Kasi not all kids naman ay nagbabasa or naglalaro ng Magic the Gathering. But it is a good idea. So, but it might work for, and which I discovered, it works on Instagram for kids who do play Magic the Gathering because I get messages from them. Say, you should turn this into a card game. Oo nga, naisip na namin yan, pero ang hirap lang isulat. Pero masayang gawin, wala lang oras, pero yeah.
In the future, maybe.
I don't know.
Or if you get a team that would support you.
Maybe, let's see.
Ayun. Next question would be, mayroon ka bang kwento na nagbigay talaga sa'yo ng takot o malalim na pagtataka? Like, it left you wondering, like, after you did it.
That happened in real life?
Could be, yeah.
Nung una namin ginagawa ni Mervin yung Sky World, meron akong kwento kay Mervin na pangyayari with a seance sa bahay namin. Kasi binisita daw kami ng isang laman lupa.
Okay.
So, I'm still being skeptical about this. So, yung we're having a seance. The medium said, ito yung pangalan ng creature na nakatira sa bahay niyo.
Okay.
And then, I said, oh Mervin, gamitin natin sa Skyworld yung pangalan. So, sabi ng medium sa akin, na dapat ikaw lang may alam ng pangalan. Kasi malas ang kasunod nito. So, I don't know if the series of events that happened after were subconsciously embedded into me. But I didn't care. So, I said, hindi, gamitin natin yung pangalan. Di naman totoo yan eh. So, gamitin natin yung pangalan, Mervin. And Mervin used the name. He actually fell in love with the name because he said it sounded so tribal.
Okay.
So we used the name. And then my PC kept on crashing. And we couldn't print Skyworld 1. And then I lost 20 pages of the original Skyworld, which I had to redraw.
Okay.
Sabi ko, ang malas, sunod-sunod yung malas. And then the moment I said, change! Wala na mawawala. What if we change the name? Oh, sige. Change the name of this character. So we changed it. And boom! Everything was so And the worst part of this was, before that, when we had this seance thing happening, that was my first time to see, you know, okay, this might be weird for the listeners, but like real books falling off a shelf. And I thought the medium was playing tricks on us.
Up to this
day. I don't know how he did that. Basta may mga nahulog na libro. So, mga encyclopedia yun, nahulog. Tapos, kasi nga...
So, mabibigat pa.
Mabibigat.
So, and this was in your house, right? Hindi to lang sa bahay ng
kayo. My Lola's house.
Okay.
My Lola's house. And he was trying to exercise this laman lupa who used to live in a Camias tree. And it's so amazing. And I said, holy crap. When I was in grade school, we used to have a Camias tree. So I don't know if he's using, you know, tricks that... you know, there are tricks that people use kasi to get information from you. So I don't know. So I'm still skeptical. But it's the falling books that got me.
So within that situation, yun nga, then he gave me the name. He actually also asked me to draw the character. He was describing the dude to me. He was describing this creature that he was seeing. And I drew him. And I saw that description in the soul book years after. It was a talagbusaw. It was a kind of talagbusaw. And tumatay sa balahibo kapag...
Wait, let me check out the...
Check the talagbusaw. Mahaba yung baba, na para nasasalo niya yung dugo. Tapos yung buhok niya parang maitim na parang gorilla.
I think I've seen that guy.
It's either talagbusaw or tigbanua. I think it's tigbanua. It's also there in soul book. Wait, talagbusaw is the god of war.
Yeah.
Tigbanua.
I just realized it's 1 a.m. here. Parang it's not a good idea.
Sorry. Anyway. But again, I have to be skeptical about these things kasi nga, there's no real proof and it was just the books. It's just the levels of coincidence with the series of events that happened after is just amazing to me. Lalo na nung nabasa ko yung soul book.
Well, first of all, this is a safe space and I think this is a horror podcast, so I don't think it's weird.
So Tigbanuas might be real and that freaks me out so much.
Well, I think kung yun yung experience mo, then it's valid. Baka talaga naman na merong something else that plays into factor nung araw na yun. Yun. So, okay. Well, you know what? I have this thing. Pag nagre-record ako ng podcast, sometimes like the other day, was it 2 days ago? I was chatting up with Yvette Tan. Nung una, we were talking, nag-zoom kami. Tapos, hindi talaga nag-work yung Zoom. Sabi ko, okay naman yung Zoom sa akin. Tapos, sa kanya, nag-choppy, ganyan. Or it might be the other way around. Tapos, sabi ko, Yvette, ba't parang ayaw magpakwento? Baka may end up pwedeng makiusap. Ganyan. Tapos, Sabi ko, tapos she realized that she was doing a reading daw at that time. Tapos she stopped it because mag-zoom na kami. So mag-record na kami. So sabi ko, break lang, konti lang, give me 2 hours. Just putting it out there. Tapos eventually, nung yun. Well, it helps siguro na tinanggal namin yung video, baka yung bandwidth nag-work.
But that's the thing with the mythology of it. There are two types. Eh. One is they used to be humans.
Mm.
And the other concept is they were here before humans. And that's the concept that terrifies me. Kasi kung human ka dati, ergo spirit or ghost. Soul. Pero kung hindi ka human, at kung naka dito sa atin, ano ka? That's the most terrifying concept that I can think of. And if it's real, that's amazing. Wouldn't it be so lovely to have a conversation with one of these creatures?
Yes.
Super amazing and terrifying.
Baka hindi lang kumapagsalita.
But you know, just to get what information from them, that would be amazing.
I think I get what you mean. Last question bago ko magpaalam.
So,
napansin ko sa mga art mo lately, nag-aagaw yung red and blue green.
Galing mo. Ikaw yung unang nakapansin yan na nagsabi sa akin.
Meron bang sa ayong masashare or is it part of a bigger, grander plan?
The insight on that is I found a color palette that I am attracted to personally. So it's a personal preference and I'm trying to play around with a lot of blue and reds actually.
Yes.
A lot of blue and reds and I'm just enjoying it.
Ah, wala namang ano.
I'm just enjoying it.
Preference lang. So, yung mga ano, laging red, tas may glow ng green or blue. Laging may ganun. Para sabi ko, ah, meron
the glows, kasi, sa mga glow-glow na yan, that's me discovering new brushes on Procreate. So, nag-enjoy ako sa mga brush.
Okay, so, okay. Yun pala yun. Yun.
So, yun lang naman yun. It's as simple as that.
So those are the questions. Thank you so much for the time. For the last part of this interview, baka naman pwede mong imbitahin yung mga listeners ng Philippine Camper Stories to where to find you and where to follow you.
Okay. So I'm on Instagram as takbutikbalang.
Yes.
One word. And on Facebook, you can find me at The Art of Ian Santamaria on Facebook. And I would like to encourage you guys to check out Salamanca and Salamanca 2, published by Summit Books. Now available online. And yes. Please check out my Instagram account.
Meron bang digital copy ang Salamanca?
Nope. Yeah. There is. Sorry. Yes. Available as ebook or physical book.
Ah, that's good. Ayan, lalo na sa mga nasa abroad.
Yes.
Mga hindi maka...
Yung mga hindi makabili ng physical book. But also, Summit Book, it can also ship worldwide.
Yes.
And if you're in California area, Salamanca is available at
Archipelago. Alright, well, thank you so much, Ian. It's really nice speaking with you. And nag-enjoy ako sa kwentuhan natin.
Salamat ako din. Maraming salamat and thank you for staying up so late. I know it's so late right now.
Yes.
California.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And Campfire Stories. Thank you.
Salamat.
Katangi-tangi ang talento at dedikasyon ni Ian para makagawa ng mga makabagong sining para sa makabagong Pilipino. Marami pa kaming napagkwentuhan ni Ian, ngunit ito ay maisasama sa ibang episodes, kaya't abangan nyo lamang ang mga darating pang mga araw. Para suportahan ang mga artworks ni Ian, maaari nyong bilhin ang Salamanca Books 1 and 2 sa Summit Media o sa Lazada gamit ang link na makikita sa show notes ng episode na ito. Bihirang makakita ng kopya ng comics na Sky World, ngunit sakaling makakita kayo ay bilhin nyo na agad at ipahiram din sa iba. Ang latest update ng kanyang mga gawa ay matatagpuan sa Facebook page na The Art of Ian Santamaria para sa mga latest news tungkol sa kanyang mga gawa. Inyo pong nasubaybayan ang isa na namang episode ng Philippine Campfire Stories featuring the story masters of Philippine mythology kasama si Ian Santamaria. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahinga ang inyong mga sarili laban sa problema at hamon sa labas ng campsite na ito. Mapapakinggan ninyo ng libre ang mga nakaraang episodes sa lahat ng major podcast platforms. Kung nais ninyo maging bahagi ng podcast na ito, ay maaari kayong mag-share ng inyong kwentong, kababalaghan o misteryo para sa ating segment na San Telmo Society kada ikalawag linggo. Mag-email lamang sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Kung hindi nyo pa na-follow ang Philippine Campfire Stories, ay i-hit nyo na ang follow button sa Spotify, pati na rin ang notification bell para magsilbing paalaala kapag may bago na tayong episodes. Maaari nyo ring i-follow at i-like ang ating mga social media accounts sa Twitter at campfirestoryph, sa Instagram at campfirestoriesph, at sa Facebook page, The Philippine Campfire Stories. Ang Philippine Campfire Stories ay miyembro ng Podcast Network Asia at powered by Podmetrics, ang pinakamadaling paraan upang kumita sa pamamagitan ng podcast. Sa Podmetrics, maaari niyong pagkakitaan ng inyong podcast sa pamamagitan ng mga ad campaigns at marketing affiliation sa iba't ibang mga brands. Para sa mga podcasters na gaya ko, mag-sign up na sa podmetrics.co. at gamitin ang aking referral code, Philippine Campfire Stories. Capital letters ang simula ng bawat salita at walang space. Makikita ito sa show notes ng ating episode. Muli, maraming maraming salamat po sa pakikinig nyo ngayong gabi. Hanggang dito na lamang ko. At hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.
This podcast episode is based on or is inspired by true events. Unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents in this podcast are either the product of the podcast creator's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.